Praise be Jesus and Mary. So they went off and preached repentance. Our Lord, when he began his public ministry, said to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And in today's gospel, we see that our Lord sends his 12 to preach, and they went off and preached repentance, as the gospel says. The church has always and will always preach the need for repentance. And within the church, there have been many expressions and forms of repenting or repentance. But in the end, the characteristics and the dispositions are fundamentally the same. We have one beautiful example in the early centuries of Christianity in the Desert Fathers of repentance. They spoke of what they called penthos, or the gift of tears, something that many other saints would speak of, like Saint Benedict, Saint Bernard, or Saint Ignatius of Loyola, just to name a few. For the fathers, tears, first and foremost, means the acknowledgement of one's need to be saved and how we cannot do that on our own. The child weeps when he needs something, and he weeps for his mother, weeps for help. When the Christian weeps, he acknowledges his need to be saved and how he cannot do it alone. But tears for the fathers have another meaning. For them, they were like water that would fall on hard rock, trickling, and over time will manage to penetrate it. The acknowledgement of one's sins and the need for salvation is that grace that trickles, and which transforms our stony hearts into the heart of flesh, making it docile to God. So this is just one example, but as you can see, for the fathers and for many other doctors and saints, it's fundamentally the same. Turning away from sin to turn towards God. But we cannot do it alone. And our Lord knew that. That's why he gave us his blessed mother. His mother and ours, whose tears regenerated us to the life of grace. So let us always turn to her, because her tears and her grace are capable of turning the hardest hearts into a heart of flesh. Praise be Jesus and Mary.